1, 2, 3, 4.
The beat goes on.
Get your dancing shoes on.
Music that turns people on.
Da, 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 da.
The trip down the time tunnel, the top tunes.
In the 1950s and 60s, successful songs had sequels. Part 2, What Happened Next? Like authors and filmmakers, songwriters and bands looked to repeat their successes. It didn't always work, but sequel songs were often very big hits. '60 Chubby Checker covering Hank Ballard's song The Twist, a great success for him. So, in 1962, the sequel.
Come on, everybody, clap your hands. Oh, you're looking good. I'm gonna sing my song. It won't take long. We're gonna do the twist, and it goes like this. Come on, let's twist again.
Twist again, Chubby Checker, probably the most famous sequel song.
Deep down in Louisiana, close to New Orleans, way back up in the woods among the evergreens, there stood a log cabin made of earth and wood, where lived a country boy named Johnny B. Good, who never ever learned to read or write so well, but he could play a guitar just like a ringing a bell. Go, go!
In 1958, Chuck Berry's signature song, one of rock's foundation stones. 2 years later,
she drew out all her money at the Southern Trust and put her little boy aboard a Greyhound bus, leaving Louisiana for the Golden West. Down came her tears from her happiness. Her own little son named Johnny B. Good was gonna make some motion pictures out in Hollywood.
Bye-bye, Johnny B. Good, who went on to feature in many more Chuck Berry songs down through the years.
It's a party on a car if I want to, car if I want to, car if I want to. You would cry too if it happened to you.
Leslie Gore, this story of teen treachery was a hit in 1963. Johnny leaves a party with Judy, who gets rough justice in the sequel.
Cause now it's Judy's turn to cry, Judy's turn to cry, Judy's turn to cry. Cause Johnny's come back to me.
Sequel songs trying to take the story further. Bonus if they sound like the original.
To my surprise,
he did the mash.
He did the monster mash.
The monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
He did the mash.
It got on in a flash.
He did the mash.
He did the monster mash. From my laboratory in the castle east to the master bedroom where the vampires feast. The ghouls all came from the...
Monster mash, a hit for Bobby Pickett several times since 1962, with at least two sequels.
Oh.
was the night before Christmas when all through the castle my monsters were having a yuletide hassle. The tree was all trimmed in ghoulish things like werewolf fangs and vampire wings.
Some people like to rock, some people like to roll. Moving in a groove ain't gonna satisfy my soul. Let's have a party. Woo! Let's have a party. Spin into the store and buy some more. Let's have a party tonight.
The great Wanda Jackson, 1958. Let's have a party. The sequel.
Everybody came for miles around, uptown, downtown, way across town. Yeah, man, we had a party. Woo! Talk about a party. We did a little singing, a whole lot of swinging. Man, we had a party tonight.
Man, we had a party. Wanda Jackson.
In the nick of time, a hero arose, a funny looking dog. With a big black nose, he flew into the sky to seek revenge. But the Baron shot him down.
Curse his wild again.
10, 20, 30, 40, 50 or more. The bloody red Baron was rolling up the score.
The Royal Guardsman, Snoopy versus the Red Baron, 1966. This one had at least 5 sequels.
The Baron made Snoopy fly to the Rhine and forced him to land behind the enemy lines. Snoopy was certain that this was the end when the Baron cried out,
Merry Christmas!
If you knew Peggy Sue, then you'd know why I feel blue without Peggy. My Peggy Sue.
A huge hit for Buddy Holly, 1957. Was there a sequel? You bet.
She's the one I've been told. No, she's wearing a band of gold. Peggy Sue got married not long ago.
Peggy Sue got married.
Wait, oh yes, wait a minute, Mr. Postman.
Wait,
wait, hey, 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 Mr. Postman.
Hey, Mr. Postman, look and see.
The Marvelettes, 1961, their sequel, also tried to jump on the twist dance craze.
And then my mama said, oh, look, look, here comes the postman, a-twisting down the avenue. He's got a knife in his hand, and I know it has to be for you. He's got the mail sack a-twisting down his back, cause he's a
twisting postman.
The twisting postman. Russell Morris, Part 3 into Paper Walls, the sequel to his 1969 hit, The Real Thing. Sequels persisted well into the 70s.
Found myself out on a limb, but I'm happier than I ever been. But this guitar can't keep from crying.
George Harrison, 1975 sequel to While My Guitar Gently Weeps.
Yeah.
Stevie Wright, Evie, which had parts 1, 2 and 3, technically sequels. Our exploration of sequel songs, suggested by one of our ABC legends, Aussie Bob Apolloni, technical guru, audio wizard.
This is ground control to Major Tom. You've really made the grade. And the papers want to know whose shirt you wear. Now it's time to leave the capsule if you dare.
David Bowie's breakthrough hit. And we meet that lost astronaut again in the sequel.
Smoking pistol.